there are different voices in Turkey, as there are in Israel, and one of them is Dr. Babuna, who is speaking with us right now. He's a celebrated neurosurgeon, lecturer, and TV presenter. Dr. Babuna, thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
How do they treat you in Turkey when you start talking about Israel?
Of course, we get some critics from radical people, but that doesn't mean anything. We want peace on both sides, actually, and Israel suffers from that. Palestinians suffers from that. Everybody suffers from that. And Turkish nation has a great love to Israeli nation. As you know, at the time of the Ottoman Empire, Jews were brought from Spain and we lived in peace for centuries. And this is exactly the way it should be, actually. Israel is a natural ally of Turkey, so there cannot be any problems, conflicts between Israel and Turkish nation. Of course, there are sometimes ups and downs on a political level, but this doesn't mean anything. And we love Israelis. We need Turkey needs Israel, and Israel needs Turkey in the area, actually, against radicalism and extremism. Our alliance is very, very important.
But I think a very good barometer of this, I mean, very heartwarming to hear, and you know Israelis love Turkey. Israeli people love vacationing in Turkey and Antalya. That's something I know that tourism in Turkey suffered a major blow since our relationship has deteriorated. But a barometer for what you're saying is how the public reacts to you when you go into a lecture and you say that maybe Hamas is at fault in this specific conflict, for example. What do they say? Do they yell? Do they interrupt you? Do they listen to what you have to say?
No, actually, the criticism is very, very weak because we are being very objective. For example, in this conflict, and as I said, both sides suffers from that because there are casualties on both sides, and the civilians especially suffer from that. And what we say is Hamas, for example, should sending rockets. This doesn't mean anything. It's illogical because there was a peace agreement on both sides, and they started to send rockets and force Israelis to attack.
You're referring to the ceasefire.
Yes, exactly. And they force Israel to attack Gaza. And, of course, this doesn't make any sense. And what we say is for a ceasefire, which is needed immediately, actually, to stop casualties on both sides, they should send rockets. And then, of course, Israel should pull back. And then both sides should live in peace, with progress in the economy, richness, wealth, prosperity in the area. So this is a very objective approach. And otherwise, this war has been going on since 50 years, and everybody suffers from that. But there should be a speech of love. Sometimes there are declarations at the political level. This is a very classical Middle Eastern approach, enmity and hatred against Israel, as you know, especially in the Middle Eastern countries and some Muslim countries, is used to gain political power. But this is against Islam, actually.
But that's exactly what I want to ask you about, because a higher ranking Turkish, you're in the media. Maybe you can give me some commentary. When we look at the speeches given by your Prime Minister, Erdogan, and we see anti-Zionism at best and anti-Semitism at worst, now it seems to me, and I'm not an expert about Turkish politics, that Erdogan is a very, very good populist. He has been gaining power, major political power, in Turkey, and I wouldn't imagine that he cares as much about Jews or about Israel as such that he is very much interested in gathering the audience, gathering the Turkish people around him. And if he thinks that one way to do that is to talk about Israel and about Jews like that, maybe that's something that should be considered.
Well, at the first time he made this statement about Zionism, we criticized and we requested him very kindly what he should define what he means by Zionism. If Zionism is the right of Israeli, the Jews, in the Holy Land, in the Jerusalem and Israel, then this right is given in the Quran. It's from God gives this right. So it is from the Islamic perspective, Israel has the right to exist in the area. So it is saying Zionism is a crime of humanity is being against Islam. In fact, it was actually corrected by Deputy Prime Minister at that time, Bülent Arınç, in Berlin, in a statement. It said Israelis have the right to live in Israel.
But what I'm asking you, Dr. Babuna, what I'm asking you, I absolutely accept what you're saying. But seeing that Erdogan is a very gifted politician, and I think you'll agree with me on this, even if you don't agree with his politics, he seems to be speaking against Israel because he knows that the crowds will cheer.
Right.
And the question is, how did he get to that conclusion and whether he's right or not? Because I think if what you're saying was absolutely true, if the Turks were absolutely in favor of Israel, and I think both countries have bad blood between them that should be solved. I'm not saying that all Israelis are absolutely in favor of Turkey right now. But if there hadn't been bad blood between the two peoples, not between only the leaders, I don't think a gifted politician like Erdogan would be so hasty to make such proclamations against Israel.
Well, I can, without being very specific on the prime minister, as I told you, there is a classical Middle Eastern approach to gain a political power. But in depth, the Turkish government is on the side of Israel. I will give you a very powerful evidence. As you know, there is a missile shield in Kürecik, Malatya. That missile shield was built definitely to protect Israel against Iranian threat, because Iran is not a threat for Turkey. Turkey takes a risk by putting this missile shield in Kürecik, Malatya. Iran made a statement that they will hit Turkey when they, since there is a missile shield in the Malatya, they will hit this, so Turkey is taking a risk. Why? To protect Israelis,
the
Israeli nation.
I'm saying there's a military cooperation between the two countries, and the fact that Turkey has such a politically powerful military has helped strengthen relations between the two, between the IDF and the Turkish military and Air Force and Navy, even though relationships between the leadership have been weak. But isn't that something that is only indicative to the two militaries?
Oh yeah, I mean, economy got economic relations, trade got a lot better since Marmara Flotilla incident, as you know, and there is improvements in tourism. Also, Turkish Airlines started their flights, so everything is going well. So, but I'm criticizing, of course, this political at the conflict at the political level. Israelis are beautiful people, Jews. They have the right to exist, but immediate ceasefire is needed. Israelis to live happily in the area. Palestinians to live in the happy area, and to stop the fire and radicalism in the Middle East, because this violence is spreading worldwide. And it's, for example, ISIS is a threat, and ISIS is coming to Jordan, and maybe, may God forbid, they will start to attack Israelis. So to stop this...
Would it be a good idea for me right now, as an Israeli Jew, if I were to come to Istanbul for vacation, which I never have, and I regret, and I really wish that I will one day, very soon maybe... But if I were to come to Istanbul as a tourist, would it be a good idea for me to come with the Star of David on my shirt? Or could that cause problems?
Well, of course, there are always some radicalist people, but overall, it is very secure. We had a rabbi guest several weeks ago, right at the time of the conflict, came to Turkey and became our guest in the Turkish TV, actually. That has a lot of impact in Turkish media also. So there was no problems. But of course, there can always be some radicalist extremist view, some people who might give some trouble. But it is, overall, it is very secure. Because we have, as you know, we have Jewish Turkish citizens over here, first-class citizens, and they are very happy.
Right.
There are no problems.
You're talking about Turkish Jewish citizens. But also, I think there was growing fear in that community these past few weeks that they can't really be outspoken in favor of Israel. And I think Erdogan said something to that effect, something about that they should be pro-Hamas, the Jewish citizens of Turkey, but he will understand if they will be silent about it. I mean, it seems like there is a worry sort of inside that community of affiliating itself with Israel.
Well, political statements, as you know, as you might understand, it cannot be generalized to the entire nation. Well, we have to look at the majority of Turkey. We love Israelis, but also we have to be objective. We love Palestinians also, and we see them as a big family. And this conflict is harming both of you. So I would make a suggestion, actually. If first of all, the ceasefire is something immediate solution, immediately
right.
needed, of course. But if you Israel continues and Hamas continues sending rockets, then you should evacuate Gaza. Take all the civilians, innocent children and the elderly people and the women out of Gaza and maybe bring them temporarily to the West Bank and then keep them there until
the next 24 hours will unfold. We will probably see how this thing comes to an end. We all hope that it will. Dr. Babuna, neurosurgeon, lecturer, TV presenter, now also radio personality, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot.